All right, Marks, this is Jeremy, co-host of the Smart Marks Podcast. Matt and myself are on a mission to help sick kids, and we need your help. On November 4th, we'll be participating in Extra Life. Extra Life is a 24-hour video gaming marathon to help raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. You can donate by going to extra-life.org, searching for the name Jeremy Holman or Matt Salgado, and pledging anything you can. Every little bit helps. All right, guys, now it's time to listen to a couple of middle-aged men talk about wrestling.
Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
All right, Marks. It is episode number 201 of the Smart Marks Podcast. So are we going to, when we hit 205, are we going to name it 205 Live?
No, we're just going to call it Kill Enzo.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
205.
Order 66 to Kill Enzo.
Order 66.
Order 69.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's going to be like Order 69 or something.
Knowing
like
it's Enzo. How are you, Matt?
I'm doing pretty good. How's life?
Life
how's
is good.
Everything on your end of the world here?
Yeah, life is all right.
Not bad?
Life is all right. I tried extremely hard this week to watch a little pay-per-view called GFW Amped One Night Only. Are you aware of this pay-per-view?
No.
And you aware of what they did with this pay-per-view?
Wasn't this like filmed 3 years ago?
Yeah, or so they filmed this 3 years ago or 2 years ago, something like that. And it features stars such as Bobby Roode, TJ Perkins, Eric Young. But they redubbed the voiceover and commentary on it and tried to position it as Bobby Roode jumping ship from NXT. And they mention it. They're like, oh, my God, it's Bobby Roode. Fresh off his run in NXT. He's left the company and joined GFW.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They redubbed all the commentary to make it, to confuse audiences and make it look as if they've left.
That is crazy.
I've seen clips of it, and I tried to find it on some of the streaming sites I use, and I couldn't. So I'm part of me, there's a really big part of me that kind of wants to drop some coin and watch this train wreck. But they refer to TJ Perkins being in WWE in the Cruiserweight Classic. They refer to Eric Young and Bobby Roode being
that
in NXT.
Nuts.
But they completely dubbed back over their commentary track.
Oh, how weird. How awkward.
Why would you do that? It's just so awkward.
Wow. Yeah, that's...
It's a really desperate effort. It is a really extremely desperate effort.
I'm very desperate. I'm sorry. I'm just sharing links out while
I'll have to
this.
Show you. But wait, before you leave, I'll find some clips to share on the Facebook page and the Twitter.
Yeah, I think it was maybe Bobby Roode. I can't remember who exactly it was, but they were showing him like it was on Twitter. And oh no, I think it was Eric Young, and somebody was like, "Oh, Eric, you know, are you back in GFW permanently? What's the story there?" And he's like, "That was filmed 3 years ago."
Yeah,
yeah. It's just totally crazy the fact that they had all these one, and that's back when. I mean, you can go back into the show. If you guys listen to us for however long, you can definitely hear us talk about GFW and how excited we were for this new company that was trying to get started. And they were running these shows with a lot of talent from Impact, from TNA, and doing these one-off shows. And they were supposed to get TV. They had commentators lined up, and we just weren't getting any of these shows. And now they're finally, for whatever reason, just being recycled and thrown back out there for, what, $7 a pay-per-view that you can watch?
Something
and
like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's totally crazy the fact that, like, hey, let's throw this out and people can watch
the
this.
The Bollywood boys are in it, too.
Yeah, the Bollywood boys are there. Like, oh, that's nuts. Like you said, TJ Perkins, Bobby Roode, Eric Young, everybody that...
Drew Galloway.
Yeah, everybody who was a part of part of Impact back then is doing this show or whatever. That's hilarious.
It's really awkward because I watched a small clip of it, and Bobby Roode was coming to the ring, and the guy that was announcing it was referencing him, and they even said it. They said, "He's jumped ship. and left NXT. I'm like, the guy's currently on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Like, one, you're fucking that up, and two, you're dumb.
You're dumb.
I don't get who, first off, who was dumb enough to pitch this? Second off, who was dumb enough to greenlight it?
Oh, no. I think when you're desperate, you just do whatever. You're a small company. It's kind of just like, meh.
Like, it's...
Sign off on it.
It's even more... It's even lower than the WCW giving away endings to WWE matches.
Yeah.
It's just... God, it's so weird.
Yeah, it just... It doesn't... I don't get it.
You know what else Drew Galloway is a part of?
What is he a part of?
WWE 2K18 DLC, right. Baby.
That's right.
You have the list of who
I sent it all out to you.
Yeah, because you sent me every picture.
Your pictures. So announced it was first thing Tuesday, I believe. They said because of Matt Hardy's win on Raw that they were going to start announcing DLC content Tuesday morning. So however that was planned out. Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy were the first to announce. On top of that, Elias, do you walk with the Drifter?
I'll walk with the Drifter. The Drifter's going to be my IC champion. I like it.
Yeah. Ruby Riott also announced Drew McIntyre. We briefly mentioned Drew McIntyre. That big fuck. What's his name?
Lars Ulrich.
Yeah, Lars Ulrich from Metallica.
What is Lars?
He's a special character. He's going to be on that game, and
Lars Sullivan,
and which I mean, we're going to go into some notable omissions here. But and then last but not least is the Rock and Roll Express.
So there's two packs. There's an Enduring Icons pack,
Rock and Roll,
which
Express
is Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, the Rock and Roll Express, Ricky and Robert, Beth Phoenix.
Beth Phoenix also got it.
And then there's a
NXT pack.
There's the My Player Kickstart. Then there's a new moves pack, which includes the Tiebreaker, Ty Dillinger's move, and Cassius Ohno's Crash Landing, along with the pump handle Death Valley Driver from Occam and the Swinging Sleeper Slam, made famous by DDP. But the NXT Generation Pack is Aleister Black, Drew McIntyre, Elias.
Yeah.
Lars Sullivan and Ruby Riott. Aleister Black is going to be my Universal Champion.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
And I'm going to use his entrance music for my character.
Everybody's
going to
use that music.
Yes.
I hope they have the same function in it this year where you can splice music.
Yeah, because I'm going to take out a part of the opening and kind of go straight into it.
Yeah.
That was a really neat feature last year.
Yeah, that was cool. I like the fact, and I love they did a whole creation kind of like explanation on how to do certain things last week during the week in general. And they were showing some video editing that you can do, and just you can omit part of the ring, or you can take out the audience, just have them fighting just on the screen, and you can put them in front of different graphics and whatnot. So the video editing is getting pretty awesome.
It's kind of cool. I'm going to have to play with that too.
It's cool. I mean, you could essentially make, I think, a title sequence and then apply it as a show.
This releases
in 3 weeks,
2 weeks from Friday. So if you order it, if you pay for it, which right now they've put enough DLC in there to make me want it.
Yeah.
I mean, the Rock and Roll Express are cool. I can
do
it.
That is awesome.
But
very awesome.
The NXT pack and getting, so to buy, when you buy the extended pack and you get the season pass, mm-hmm. I guess you get Matt and Jeff right away.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sold to get Matt and Jeff right away. Those are going to be my new tag team champs.
I'm
going to
make Jeff Hardy my Universal Champion.
Are you?
Yeah. It's like nostalgia.
We're going to have a broken universe.
I'll probably have the broken Hardys just be champions on both shows.
Ah, that'd be so cool.
That'd be cool.
Have them hold all the belts.
Yeah. I'm going to create Senior Benjamin.
You're going to repair him with Lita? She's in the game.
No, I'm going to create Rebby Sky.
It's too hurtful.
I'll have Rebby Sky fight Lita.
Oh, it's so good.
It's good stuff.
So good. Restart a rivalry, because I'm sure Edge is in the game. Restart a rivalry between Edge and Matt.
Let's just do that awkward no contest or whatever, that no rules fight that they did.
Yes. I can't wait for this game. But if you purchase it, if you purchase the deluxe edition, you get it 4 days early.
Yeah, so
which means
the 13th.
It'll release on Friday the 13th. Friday the 13th?
Ooh.
In October?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I wonder if I can pull that off.
I just caught that.
I'm going to see if I can actually pull getting half that day off at least.
Right? I think I'm going to try too. I'm going to have it preloaded. So which means I'm buying it on PlayStation, and I don't have a ton of experience with preloading games on PlayStation, but if it works anything like the Xbox, if you buy it digital, you could preload it before. And that means at 10 o'clock on the 12th, you can start playing.
Yeah, I wonder that too. So I'll have to try and see.
I'm going
to
attempt it. I'm definitely going to try.
Too, so we'll both be in the same boat there.
Because I've gotten to the point now where I'm just too impatient when I buy a game to put it in a disc and wait for it.
Yeah.
So I like the digital because I can preload for that reason.
And the cool thing is, like, you can just leave the PlayStation on.
I'm going to preload Forza this weekend because it releases Friday, the edition that I'm buying.
All you got to remember to do is, like, leave your system on standby mode.
95 gigabytes.
That sounds about right.
Jesus. Yeah. I got a 2 terabyte hard drive, though. That's good. God. 95
you have an Xbox
gigs.
One? Does this which model do you have? The S?
I've got the original.
What's it called?
Just the original Xbox One. I don't have the S.
2 terabyte hard drive? That's awesome.
I bought an external.
Ah, nice.
Or Kim bought me an external for Christmas.
Yeah. Good wife.
I couldn't play anything. And then
not with the 500 gig hard drive.
It stopped playing discs, too. So I had to go digital on everything. So she got me the 2 terabyte so I could just reload all my games and stuff.
I think that's the way to go now. It's just like
I prefer digital. I don't trade in very often anyway anymore.
And just buy externals and just use
I'm pretty picky about what I bought. I got a friend who's and this is the first time I've seen someone enacting this, but I've got a friend who's filing for a refund.
Oh.
Right. I've seen that. I've been through that.
From the NFL Direct Sunday.
Right. No, he's getting a refund from Xbox because he purchased the game. He purchased Fortnite.
Yeah.
And he purchased it specifically to play the Battle Royale mode, and 3 days after he purchased it, they announced the Battle Royale mode free to play.
Tricky just wrote and said that does work that way. Preload does work that
good,
way. So
awesome.
On the PlayStation, it will work the same way.
So I'm excited, so I can start playing Thursday night.
Happy birthday, Tricky. Happy
belated
birthday.
Happy birthday.
He is.
Go Giants.
He is a young 50 years old.
Young 50.
He's on the good side of 50.
I'm waiting for another message from him.
I'm waiting for it to pop up on my watch. Nah,
your watch
for that.
Just popped up, too.
Oh, no, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Same message.
So, yeah, definitely. I'm excited to play the hell out of that
game.
Yeah,
it should be awesome.
I really am. And what's, like, I don't know if I'm going to jump
37.
In. 37. In a row?
37 in a row.
I don't know. The sad thing is when I start playing those games, like, I don't jump into gameplay right away. It's like 8 hours worth of creation. And that's
he called
it.
His assholes.
Like, right? I go straight into creation, creating character, and I spend a ton of time. And I might just start playing.
So that's the
right
reason
away.
Why I think I want to take like half the day off. Is just like I probably can't get away taking a full day off because I'll get actually this coming Monday, I get Monday off. So it's be kind of weird for me to take. I don't know.
I think I might because I have to work extra because our dumb state fair is next week.
That's
and
why I
someone
have
decided
off.
That Verizon needs to be out there. So I'm working.
You guys are right. Okay, so we have our parade. That happens once a year, and so there's New Mexico State Fair, and we have the Eastern State Fair, which happens in our area. Jeremy works right off of Main Street. Main Street is like the main street for Roswell, hence the name.
Yeah, right.
And so the parade goes through there during the day. People line up like at 5 a.m. for this dumb parade. That's not even that good. Jeremy works right on the corner. Right next, like he's literally like 2 stores over from Main Street. So you're gonna be in
one
the
store,
thick of it. Yeah,
really,
yeah.
So my wife said she was going to bring the kids up there and just watch them from our balcony.
Oh, that's awesome. That's actually a great idea.
Or from our porch, whatever. Yeah. I was like, yeah, bring them up there. I'll hold the spot for
you.
You
should mark
we'll
it
something.
Off. You guys should definitely block it off. And be like, this is for customers only.
They're sending us out to the commercial building for it. We're supposed to be out there. So I've got to alternate days. So there's days I'm going to be working like from 8 a.m. to midnight almost.
Yeah. Hey, Tricky, share your username for Extra Life.
Yeah,
send that to me right now.
Duff. Yeah. I'm Jazz for Extra Life. I think we're going to be streaming some WWE 2K18.
Yep.
I don't know what else we'll be streaming. I might stream some Forza or something, but definitely.
I
have this bad habit with Extra Life where I get caught up in a racing game for like 18 hours.
Yeah.
Last year, Troy from former Trophy Whore, we played probably 18 hours of Forza Horizon. And then the year before, I completed Need for Speed in the entire day. So I might try to stay away from a racing game this time.
Tricky's username is TrickyMick2017. So you guys can follow that on Extra Life. You know, as a birthday present to him and, you know, from us, send a donation his way, too.
Absolutely.
If you're going to send us one, send him a little one, too. So
absolutely.
Throwing that out there for
and
you.
We're part of
birthday.
The Proven Gamer team.
We're on
for
the
Extra
Proven
Life.
Gamer team. So all that money is going to go together as a team, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Middle Mitch.
Yeah.
Mid-show
just
promo.
Do it. Yeah.
Hey, drop a. Hey. Never mind. Not yet. I'm excited for Extra Life too.
Yep. Me too. Yeah,
it's gonna be exciting. I played a little bit of 2K18 last year while we were, I think, during it was kind of hard too, because I think my son was only like 3 weeks old.
Right.
So it was kind of hard to like go back and
forth.
Well,
it came out right before it too.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think this time we're going to have almost...
I rented 2K18 and it took like half the night to like install.
So the cool thing is we're going to have enough time with this game before it comes out to have everything created. So hopefully
not much, yeah.
Well, everything like our characters, our main characters at least. Yeah. So hopefully maybe I'll stream some career mode and see if I can't interact with Matt Storm.
I'll play at least a couple matches in career mode.
I'm going to see if I can't find you backstage and if you show up and see if I can't make us a tag team with Aleister Black's music.
That'd be good. I hope the edits carry through and that I didn't think about it.
So we were watching SmackDown this week, and my daughter, Baron Corbin, comes out right away. And she's like, oh, my God, I love his new music. I was like, that is the coolest thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
And then Ty Dillinger comes out and AJ Styles comes out. And I look up and she's doing this. She's got a five up on one finger or on one hand and two sweet on the other. I was like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I don't have enough hands, so I'm doing five for half of Ty Dillinger and a two sweet for AJ Styles because I like both of them. And then I brought it up to my wife earlier. She's like, I never said that. I don't like them both. She just completely shut down on it.
She completely denied. She's like, you dreamed that.
Right?
That never happened.
That never happened.
Good kid.
So a pay-per-view happened.
Yeah, man. We watched No Mercy this past weekend.
Overall, what do you think of No Mercy? Give it a grade. Total.
Hold on. Tricky sent me something. Overall, total... between if we're doing like a letter system, I'm giving like an A minus.
I'd say an A. Yeah. It was a good pay per view. It was a good show.
I liked it a lot.
There was not a lot that I was upset about with this show.
Well, there was like one thing.
The ending of the main event.
Not even that.
But it still was good.
Pre show, Elias defeated Apollo Crews. So I like this push that Elias is
getting. I do too.
Yeah, I actually watched the pre-show for once.
Elias is a good wrestler, man.
Yeah.
His character got a little stale in NXT, but they're doing a little bit more with it.
I like what they're
on the
doing
main roster.
WWE right now. On the main roster, yeah.
I'm digging it. I like it.
It's very rare when a push doesn't go that great in NXT, but like for some reason it works on the main roster.
They're taking it as a slow burn for him. They're not pushing him into a lot of stuff, which is great.
And I love the songs.
Right?
He does such a good job.
Walk. Who's ready to walk with Elias?
He does so good each and every week. Like, he goes out there, plays a random song, and then beats somebody up.
Yep.
It's good. I like it. Good match. I don't have no idea what's going on with Apollo Crews. Kind of feel
neither
bad
do
for
I.
the guy, but it is what it is. You're on TV.
I think he was better off on SmackDown. I think he could have been a legit contender for the SmackDown
title. Yeah, I just feel weird that, like, why did he even come to Raw?
I know.
I don't know. I don't get it. To kick off the show, we had The Miz with The Miz-Taraz defeat Jason Jordan to retain the Intercontinental Championship.
Good shit.
Yeah, really good.
I like it. And I like where they're headed on Raw. I like everything. We're bringing the Shield back, right? Like, we're laying
Shield
the seeds.
Going down.
They're laying the seeds to that. I mean, I love...
You can't do the Shield fist bump.
I love the Roman Reigns. That's what I was alluding to. The Roman Reigns beat down. And then him screaming Shield Boy in his face over and over.
Yeah.
And then them doing the Shield fist bump in front of him and just the close-up on the Miz's
like,
face.
You got Seth and Dean. That's exactly where we're going.
Yeah.
And the whole idea, too, is to have them reunite at TLC,
which is the
pay-per-view that they debuted at.
And I think they implode. Yeah. I think that they're not going to. They may beat them, but it's not going to last.
I think it's like maybe like a one-off.
But I liked how brutal the Miz-Taraz got on Raw.
As much as I like to see them get together, I don't know how far it'll actually go as far as like a run.
You like, especially when the Miz and the Miz-Taraz started headed up the ramp and ran back in, I kept waiting to hear Seth's music.
Yeah, I kept waiting
to hear
Seth or Dean come out.
And they made us want it. They made us want it, and that's a great build.
Don't give it to us right away.
Yeah, that's a great build. And that's what my wife said. She's like, why aren't they doing it? I was like, they're making us wait for it. And the longer we wait for it, the more we want it.
They're not going to give it to you for free. They want
And the bigger the pop, the longer you wait, the bigger the pop.
They want people to sign up on that WWE network for a free pay-per-view.
Right. They're getting like four free pay-per-views with that. Because if they're also adding in Halloween Havoc, like, good Lord, there's a ton of pay-per-views.
There's
that are
a
coming.
Lot coming up. Speaking of like Halloween-esque type matches, Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Good match.
Yeah.
Not too long.
Just over 10 minutes.
And I like, I kind of dig the feud with him, the Goldust heel turn.
And the Goldust will babyface for a week, and then he'll turn once again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal heel turn,
too. Oh, yeah. I liked where that was going.
Yep.
Finn Balor gets a big win overall. Pretty good match. I enjoyed it.
My wife got pissed off on Raw after Finn Balor was out in the ring and they started playing "He's Got the Whole World." You can hear Corey Graves. He's all, "Where is that coming from?" She just hear her yelling. She's all, "The sound guy in the truck, stupid." She's like, "They know exactly where it's coming from."
He pressed the play button on his iPod. You still got those? Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins defeated Cesaro and Sheamus to retain the WWE Raw Tag Team Championships, not retained Cesaro's teeth.
Good Lord. No, he retained his teeth. He didn't lose them.
Oh, his gums retained them.
Right.
They tried to take them back into his head. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
2 to 3 millimeters.
They did
so
chip.
He hit his mouth on
they
the
chip, and he his teeth got
on the
shoved,
LED turnbuckle post.
Shoved into
2 to 3 millimeters up into his skull.
Oh, I shared the pictures on Facebook and on Instagram.
Oh, could you imagine? I'm getting chills,
and
I
saw his face. Like he was just like, "Oh, something feels weird." Oh, yeah. It was gruesome, and he was just bleeding like a mofo. I loved all the memes that came out afterwards, especially like the one you sent me, like with the lisp.
Yes, the Cesaro. Still wonders if he's the sweetest Superman.
Good stuff. Overall, great match. I loved it. That was a really good match.
It really was a good match.
Again.
So
again, they killed it.
It's funny. This got pointed out. Sheamus is apparently a huge Rick and Morty fan.
Yeah. And he had Pickle Rick on his vest. Yeah.
He had Pickle Rick on his vest. Yeah. Apparently, he's like great friends with Justin Roiland, the creator.
Oh, that's awesome.
And there's videos of like Roiland. And it's funny because you can hear Sheamus dropping F-bombs during the video. But he's playing the HTC.
Cool.
Vive.
Yeah.
He's playing it in Roiland's house and Roiland's videotaping him. But he ended up with Pickle Rick on his coat.
Yeah, Pickle Rick on his coat.
And I saw it the next night too. I was like, that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah. I was like,
I love that Cesaro
awesome.
Was out there the next night too.
Yeah.
He's like, I ain't no bitch.
Yeah.
He didn't wrestle.
Well, I can't blame him, dude. Shit. Could you imagine? Don't even want to. Yeah. I get tired when I floss my teeth. Can imagine shoving them.
I saw you shared it, but remember, kids, flossing is important or something like that.
Don't forget the floss, kids. Fatal 5-Way match for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. Alexa Bliss defeated. I don't think either one of us called this, right?
No.
Alexa Bliss defeated and retained her championship against Bayley, Emma, Nia Jax, and Sasha Banks.
None of us assumed that was going to happen.
Who did you get again?
I went for, either Nia or Bayley.
Okay.
And you went for Emma or Bayley.
Yeah, I went for Emma just straight up. Not even close.
Then I like that she's going right into a feud with Mickie James.
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
That's a great feud.
Well, because we officially got an announcement for Asuka debuting at TLC. Actually,
TLC.
It was right before the show, but announced that she would be making her debut.
Is
at TLC
falling in October this month or this year? Because it's normally a December pay-per-view.
I guess it's Hell in a Cell next, which would be in November. No, October. Yeah, because October, so it's like a November pay-per-view, I guess.
I'm going to Google it while we're talking.
I think they're pushing Starrcade in December, because Starrcade is usually a December pay-per-view. But so Asuka is going to be making her debut at TLC. Raw is starting to hype it up. I love the promos for it. I love what they're doing. It's really cool, and I'm excited to see that. So then not to automatically make you assume that, hey, Alexa Bliss is going to fight Asuka. She's going to fight Mickie James, and I love the digs being thrown.
It's October. October 22nd is TLC.
So we're going to get
holy shit,
reviews.
So we're getting Hell in a Cell and TLC in the same month.
We get Hell in a Cell the first week of October, and then 2 weeks later we're going to get TLC.
Okay, I dig
My
it.
Poor wife.
Right?
So, I really like this match too. Really good. I love the finish.
It was a great match, and it went a while.
Mm-hmm.
And Nia Jax is
a
beast, man.
You think it went a while?
What was the total length?
It was under 10 minutes.
Really?
It was only a 9-minute match.
It felt a little bit longer.
9 minutes and 40 seconds.
Like halfway through, it was like, man, they're giving them some time. I didn't realize it was that bad.
But no, only 9
wow.
minutes. Yeah. I mean, I liked the fact that they were all out there. But aside from the main event, this was the shortest match on the card.
Wow.
Yep. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, not counting the pre-show match. But yeah. So that was that.
I'm
the
wins
match. It was good though. It wasn't, but yeah, I'm a little let down to the time limit. Roman Reigns defeated John Cena, 22 minutes.
We both picked that.
Yeah. How'd you feel about that?
With Cena, mm-hmm. kind of waiting in the ring.
Yeah.
Did you watch Raw Talk afterwards?
Uh huh.
So I guess we're not seeing Cena for a little while.
Yeah. Well, immediately announced he's doing the buddy cop movie.
Yeah.
And then after that, I guess he's going to do the Transformers movie.
And I guess he had said that, you know, my role has just changed in this company.
Yeah, and he doesn't think he can go as hard as he used to.
He's 40 years old, man. He's been 15 years in WWE itself, not to mention, you know, his time in California in the indies and stuff. But, I mean, kudos to him, man. He is still, like, you know, whether you hate the Boy Scout or you hate or love him, whatever, you can't deny that John Cena is one of, if not the best.
Crowd chanted, "Thank you, Cena." In the ring.
He is one of, if not the very best that's ever been in that ring.
They chanted, "Thank you, Cena."
Yep.
I mean, that's, that respect showed up after all those years.
I loved him walking out when everyone was chanting, "You both suck." But, and I saw this pointed out, and you know, I'll bring this up afterwards. Let's finish our rundown and I'll bring this up afterwards.
I did ask a poll, put a poll out there. You think this is the last time you see John Cena in the ring? 79% said no, 21% said yes.
You think we end up with him more in like The Rock or Undertaker role where we see him at WrestleManias?
Every other pay-per-view, maybe.
At major pay-per-views, like the big four?
Yeah.
Kind of Triple H kind of style, you know?
So I guess he's not going to break the record, maybe. Maybe not break
the
record.
I bet he does at some point.
Eventually. Just get the one.
He'll come back for...
Because he's tied right now,
He'll do what The Rock did. Come back for like 4 months and hold the title.
Win it, yeah.
Yeah.
Just do what Goldberg did. Overall, good match. I highly enjoyed it. Man, I just...
It was a good match, man.
It was good. I can't believe they had Roma kick out of so many AAs.
I know.
Like...
It felt like the video game, man.
He kicked out one regular one, one off the top rope, and then
the double one after another.
AA. Four AAs.
Yep.
Out of one spear.
I love how we changed it to the AA, but we still call it the five-knuckle shuffle.
Five-knuckle... FU.
Yeah. We went from the FU to the AA, and now it's the five-knuckle shuffle.
The STFU, now it's just STF.
Yeah.
Hey. And the only title change of the night, Enzo Amore defeated Neville to gain the Cruiserweight Championship.
I like heel Enzo.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I like champion Enzo.
Yeah. A little part of me is a little bit shocked that they gave it to Enzo.
I kind of am too. Yeah. Did you see what happened when Raw went off the air?
I saw two occurrences of what happened to Raw after the air. I saw the Cruiserweight beatdown.
Yep.
I don't know if that wasn't shown, I think, on WWE. That was like done through a fan. Yep. And then...
Well, WWE.com shared it on their website.
Oh, did they too? And then the Braun Strowman beatdown.
Well, they were one in the same.
Yeah.
Braun Strowman walked out and kind of parted the Cruiserweight C, beat him down, left him. And then what I thought was funny is the Cruiserweights came in there and they were just taking turns beating him up. But at one point, Tony Nese and... who's the guy in the suit? I can't remember his name.
Jack Gallagher?
No,
Drew Gulak. Yeah.
Drew Gulak and Tony Nese were taking turns giving Enzo the airplane spin. I was like, you know, that's a legitimate rib. Like, they're doing that on purpose because it's not hurting the guy. They're just making him stupid dizzy. And they even, like, had to stop and reposition and then restart the spin because they got so dizzy.
I think it's great. Like, nobody's happy that he won. Like, you saw everybody's reaction when he won. Like,
yeah.
Like, what? Really? It just sucks. I mean, all those guys in the back in the Cruiserweight division who've, you know, they've been a part of, like, hey, you know.
Well, I love that they're playing on that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then Akira Tozawa being the only guy that says, I like Enzo.
Yeah.
But then he's out there beating the crap out of him.
I loved Neville on the mic.
So good.
Like, I love just downtrodden, pissed off Neville.
Yeah.
And just beating the shit out of Enzo. So is Neville a face now, I guess? By nature?
I think Neville's still a heel, but.
He's the lesser of two evils.
Lesser of two evils.
For sure.
And I love the look, like the disheveled, I lost my title look.
Yeah.
Looks haggard as hell. And
Enzo's, I like heel Enzo. I like heel Enzo.
Yeah.
I don't like champion Enzo.
Champion Enzo, but.
Are you ready for next week when he shows up with a leopard print title?
That. We looked at it right before.
They're selling him on WWE Shop.
Shop?
Yeah.
Ugh.
A leopard print title? Are you ready for that?
No.
I hope to God it doesn't happen.
I think we will. I think we'll see it.
It has to.
He
teased it on Raw Talk.
This isn't how a championship, whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to go get this blinged out. Yeah.
Are you John Cena?
I don't know. He thinks he is.
He thinks he is.
Again, I'm just tired of Enzo.
Mm-hmm.
I really am.
He burned out quite a bit.
He just, for some reason, the last few months, it's like he's taken his act and turned it to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what bothers me, is that he's tried to be so over the top.
He's tried too hard.
Yeah, and that's the way I kind of feel. The more he's on the mic, the worse it's getting. And, like, NXT Enzo, golden.
Yeah.
And Enzo, when he first came back, like him ripping on the Dudleys, golden.
Yeah.
But he's, oh, I feel like he's overstayed his welcome. And he's definitely, like, he just spends too much time on the mic. Like, they give him way too much time on there. And I don't,
what do we got here? Olympic hater.
God.
An Olympic hater. And I love, you know what I did like, though? Like, Kurt's like, can I, you know, I've held a few championships in my day, too. Can I just give you a little bit of advice? And he's like, no.
Yeah.
And that's it. And you don't know. Maybe it'll turn around. Maybe, I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. Give it some time, and then maybe because this is kind of a new kind of role, heel champion Enzo, maybe it'll grow into something where I'm hating it as a mark and not just hating it just to like and yeah. hating it in general.
Again,
and I'll mark out when he loses that title.
I like him as a heel, yeah. So maybe it'll change.
And he won in a heel way, and you know, maybe our attitudes will change towards it.
I love that he was. That's what closed our show.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he even proved. Brought that up, like saying, like, you know, you guys
7 months you were a champion. How many times were you in the third hour? 9 months
and you were never in the third hour. My first night as champ, and here I am.
They also win against the Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Raw. Yeah. I mean, Monday Night Raw on Monday Night Football. A game that followed the heels of the Cowboys being destroyed. So there's a lot of people watching that game, whether you were there as a fan or there to watch them hope that they got destroyed again. That Monday Night Football pulled in a lot more ratings than that third hour of Raw. So
I didn't watch 1 minute of that game.
And I know, well, if you notice, the big match that night was, and the one that I thought should have closed that mat or that show was Roman Reigns versus The Miz.
Yeah.
And The Miztourage beatdown.
And that was at the
That should have been the closing moment of that mark, show, yeah. is them standing there doing the Shield.
Yeah, that should have
fist
closed
bump
the show.
Over yeah. Roman Reigns. That should have been the closer of the show. But they gave you that minute at the or that moment at the 2 hour mark because they knew they had more people watching.
You know, I think you need to stop giving the Dallas Cowboys so much credit.
It's Monday Night Football in general. Man. You could have had the Bengals versus the Jags and more people would have watched than Raw.
The Bengals. Did you say the Jazz?
Jags. Jaguars. The Utah Jazz, yes.
Well, I'll watch that game.
Have you seen the stupid Verizon commercial?
Yeah,
with Thomas Miletich, yeah. he's interrupted
in
the Victor
zone.
Cruz. Yes, no, he's all it's the end zone.
Odell Beckham.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But no, Thomas Miletich is the or Miletich.
You said Victor Cruz.
Did I say Victor Cruz? Yeah. I'm sorry. It was Odell Beckham. Yeah. But he, I love that. We're on the strike zone. It's the end zone. No, I'm pretty sure it's the strike zone.
Technical foul.
Technical foul. Wrong sport. That's what it felt like you were saying
yeah.
right now.
That's good stuff. Yeah, I mean. Yeah, so be it. I think that's the way Raw wants to play it, then that's fine. If there's a marquee football game, in which it was, two good teams playing against each
yeah.
other, and it's Monday night, and it's going to be hard to compete with that for the next 15 weeks.
Yeah.
Or what we got? 14 weeks left. There's not even a Monday night game, I think, on week 17, so you got 13 weeks left.
Yeah.
The next 2.5 months are going to be fun for WWE trying to figure
yeah,
out
how and
to,
it always is.
How to position.
But that's why they have... DVRs, and that's yeah. why you have Hulu.
Yeah, it'll make things interesting. It'll make things interesting for people who tend to stop watching in the third hour and kind of mm-hmm. get all the good stuff out and done within the first two. So it's done. Yeah, I mean, it's cool with me. I'm all right with that. So yeah, it just yeah. Overall, not a bad finish for Enzo.
Not a bad finish
up there. So moving on to the main event, Brock Lesnar defeats Braun Strowman.
It was an all right match. I think it.
I thought it was a good match for the two guys who were involved in it.
It reminded me of Lesnar versus Samoa Joe with the ending. Like, it just, the ending felt a little uneventful. Like, I would have liked to have seen Strowman kick out of a little bit more and it go on a little longer.
It just goes to show that the F5 is a devastating maneuver.
It is a devastating maneuver.
It's a devastating maneuver. If it's being delivered by a guy like Brock Lesnar, then one should be enough.
Yeah.
I think they missed the boat. Or they jacked it up by having Roman Reigns kick out of so many
yeah.
back at WrestleMania 31 or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think they've kind of fixed that. I mean, he hit Goldberg with one, and Goldberg stayed down.
But it was a good match, man. It yeah. was a really good match. I love anything Braun Strowman does right now.
Yeah, Braun Strowman is on fire right now.
I want to see him hold some sort of title.
I loved him coming out, beating up Curt Hawkins.
Yes.
You know, Curt Hawkins saying, let's make history.
I loved him walking out, like getting in the stands.
Like,
nope. I'm done. Nope.
Man, he got the crap beat out
Kurt
of him.
Is Curt Hawkins in the game?
Yes.
Curt
Hawkins for
he
champ.
He has to have an epic losing streak in
Curt
the game.
Curt Hawkins for champ.
You going to give him your champ?
I'm going to make him. He's going to be a champ.
A champ.
Yeah, he's going to make a champ.
Yeah.
And made an English champ. I can make
so
anybody champ.
On NXT this week, we had, in
the
my opinion,
debut.
like one of the biggest dream matches ever. Mm-hmm. We had Eric Young,
yep,
who's a top guy in TNA. No matter which way you want to cut it, EY was definitely a top guy in TNA. And Adam Cole, top guy in Ring of Honor, in TWG, an NXT ring.
New Japan. Anywhere else that he went.
NXT ring. Like, tell me this isn't fantasy marketing.
That's
right,
a fantasy,
like, fantasy booking.
Yeah, fantasy booking.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
I'm really digging.
I missed it.
Oh, man. It was a great match.
Yeah. I was at my mom's birthday party.
Match.
Great. Happy birthday, Mom.
Yeah, tell your mom happy birthday. I got a...
And then she always asks, like, oh, I give her links to the shows.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe she's like, she watching.
I got a Snapchat the other day from Eric of your mom and dad, yeah, passed out on his couch. She's like, my parents come visit me and look what happens.
That's how it goes.
I figured.
Yeah. I've gone with them on a few trips before, and the first 3 hours are usually them taking a nap as soon as they get somewhere. I'm just
perfect.
Like,
I don't blame them.
I went to Vegas with them one time, and like, they ended up crashing out for like, I think, 4 hours in the hotel room.
I was off
like,
yesterday.
As soon as they got to Vegas, and then I was just like, well, I was like 22, going to Vegas with my parents, but I was just like,
oh, like at least I can go do something.
Like, I'm gonna go drink, and so I went down, and I just went to the strip by myself.
I was off yesterday, and like the first hour and a half of my day off was spent me taking another nap.
I woke up,
took the kids to school, and I was like, I'm gonna lay back down and take a nap, yeah, because fuck you, I can.
Yeah.
And that happened, and it was amazing.
There's been a few rare days where I had the day off and I was able to go back to sleep. Good times.
Good times. But yeah, in-ring debut.
Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, baby.
Baby.
Good. It was a great match. Yeah. You're going to enjoy watching it. They also had Oni Lorcan versus Lars Sullivan.
That's one guy I'm kind of, yeah.
Which is fucking crazy to watch.
I'm kind of bummed about not having in the game is Oni.
Lars Sullivan looks
Lars
like...
Lars Sullivan is in the game. But
Lars
Oni
Sullivan
Lorcan
across the ring from Oni Lorcan. Lars looks like a super soldier serum version of Oni Lorcan. Like, they almost look like the same person.
Is
just
Noe Jose
huge
in the game? He's in the
yeah
game, right?
Hell yeah, he's in the game. I've already seen videos of that. Noe Jose is going to be one of my champs, damn it. And then we got somebody got a match.
Was it a girl?
No, it was Johnny Gargano. I just can't remember who they put him in a match against. Yeah, but that happened. Oh, he got a rematch against
Andre DeCiano.
Yep, that's happening.
Nice.
Which is a great match. Great match. And there was a hell of a match between Liv Morgan and
another person not in the game.
Ah, goddamn it. One of the girls. It was one of the girls in the tournament.
Dang, Tricky.
Vanessa Bourne.
Tricky's already at $180 out of his goal of $300.
God damn it, Tricky.
Good job, Trick.
Settle down. No, keep it up. Definitely
keep
it up. Keep
it up. Keep up the great work.
For the kids, baby.
Michael Miller.
Oh, but I wanted to bring up earlier, and I read this article that made me think. Roman Reigns was a top guy and a favorited babyface top guy up until the CM Punk podcast, where Punk made the comments, the CM Punk Colt Cabana podcast, where Punk made the comments, got to make Roman look strong. Mm-hmm. We have to make Roman look strong. And it seemed like the crowd has turned on him ever since.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's a spot where you could blame, you know, CM Punk's comments may be what have turned us all against Roman Reigns?
I completely agree. I think I've brought that up before. And you look at when they started booing and you start looking at when they started chanting CM Punk when he left, you know, and I watched Money in the Bank 2014, the year Seth Rollins won it.
Yep.
Shield had already broken up. Everybody's doing their own run. And Roman Reigns is in the title match because the title was vacant. I think Daniel Bryan had to vacate.
Yeah, I think so,
and that's
yeah
when they did the, I can't remember. Maybe that's not. Yeah, I think that's how it went. Anyway, so Daniel Bryan forfeited the title, so they did the Money in the Bank championship match. And Roman Reigns is in that match, and people are cheering the crap out of him. He's mm-hmm being cheered. Like, it just goes to show you how two-faced, some of these, I'm going to say, lackadaisical fans, but
we've been against him too. We've never doubted his in-ring ability.
But
we've never
was,
said
I think
that
it was even way before the Shield run even finished,
right?
Like we had our
think,
questions about Roman Reigns. And
I think ours was a lot of the booking and the booking decisions behind Roman Reigns is really what got us, and it wasn't them giving him titles as much as it was them not turning and not seeing. Not seeing the writing on the wall and when they should turn somebody. And I think they finally got it to a sweet spot now where they've got him doing enough heel moves and going up against guys that you want to cheer to where he's not a heel. But if you want to embrace him as a heel, you can.
I agree.
But it was an interesting read, and they're pointed out, you know.
They're leaving it to us to decide. They're leaving it to us to decide if we want to boo him or not. And people are going to boo him.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I mean, but I think, too, at the same time, I think they're going to boo. They're having him win matches so people can boo him.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, yeah, you guys should boo me because I'm beating all your favorite guys.
Yep.
You know, whether you like it or not, I'm going to be the top guy. And I think if it's WWE's way of, you know, picking him out. And Roman, I mean, even Seth said it on the podcast before. Like, so he talked about how Roman's main evented WrestleManias in a row. And the crowd started booing him. Like, the fact that Seth Rollins brought it up and says, like, hey, he's like, you got a problem with it. You know, pick out somebody else who has been working nonstop, you know, and as hard as Roman Reigns, and tell me who deserves to be in that spot.
Yep, exactly.
Like, even Seth was like, you know, he's there because he's earned it, you know. And we don't know what goes on behind backstage and whatnot, but, like, how much work Roman puts in and how much stuff. I mean, and there's reasons why they pick him.
And they cheer the shit out of him at live events. Mm-hmm. That's a crazy thing.
They do. Yeah, everybody. When you
non-televised go to live events.
If it's a televised event, booze. Non-televised, oh, man.
Yeah.
The crowd goes crazy. The same way with Cena. The same exact thing with Cena. Like, me and you have been to plenty of shows where Cena was there.
And the
place popped for Cena every time. There was no Cena sucks.
There wasn't even, there was no John Cena sucks.
We tried, but there was no. I mean, we like Cena, but we tried.
It's just the Kurt Angle you suck thing. Yeah. It's out of respect.
Yeah.
He has fun with it.
It is, yeah. And I think the Roman, I think you're absolutely right. I think it did turn when that CM Punk podcast went down. And it's just because internet fans think we're the smartest fans there. And sometimes we're not. Sometimes we get a little hot headed and, you know, we've done it plenty of times on this podcast.
I just love Roman Reigns a lot more if he would stop cocking his damn fist.
Oh, yeah. Stop jerking his own arm off every time. Once is enough.
Yeah.
Once is enough.
I get it. Like, it was kind of cool back then. Now it's just like, what the hell are you doing?
I just love the gifs that you see of him doing it and, like, Vince losing his mind.
Oh,
yeah.
The Stacey Keibler moment. I have that saved on my phone.
Yeah. Pretty much. So yeah, overall good show. Overall good week of wrestling.
Yep.
We have a new TV champion.
Yeah.
In Ring of Honor.
I saw this.
Yeah.
We have new tag champions. We have
new six-man tag team champions. Yeah.
We have new regular tag team champions. Yep. Motor City Machine Guns took the titles off of the Young Bucks, man.
Yep, and the Briscoes and Bully Ray took the titles off of...
I love the teaming of the Briscoes and Bully Ray. So WWE has reportedly issued a cease and desist to the Young Bucks.
Ring of Honor.
Telling them that they can no longer use the too sweet hand gesture and they can't use it on their merchandise or else they will face a $150,000 fine.
You know...
Or lawsuit. Just come on.
Take the fine.
I would. That's what my wife said, too. She's like, I'd take the fine.
They're going to get a way around that. The Young Bucks are going to figure out a way around that.
I need to watch the latest Being the Elite, because Cody Rhodes had tweeted something about it. And he was like, you know what? You guys need to watch the end of the newest Being the Elite. The Young Bucks have literally dropped $20,000 for you. Mm-hmm. They really love their fans. They have spent $20,000 to finish the end of this show. He was like, you guys would really enjoy it. So I wonder if they... said, like, fuck the Revival or something that got them a fine or something like that.
Kenny King is our new television champion.
I love Kenny King being champ, man. Cody. Oh, and Kenny King was on the...
The Bachelor.
No, that's the thing, is he was on the GFW pay-per-view.
Oh, that's
and
true.
And they were referring it to as his heel turn on The Bachelor. So they were referencing that in the show. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How'd you think? How'd you like SmackDown this week?
I didn't watch that much.
You didn't watch? I didn't watch. I watched most of it. I missed the
end.
I got to see up to. I love that they took away Jinder Mahal's entrance this week.
I didn't realize this, but the Young Bucks and Hangman Page.
Uh-huh.
They're a team. They're the six-man tag team, right?
They were
the champs. They have a team name.
What is it?
The Hung Bucks.
I like that. I like that a lot.
That's great.
Did you see where Hangman Page had disappeared after the cease and desist?
Yeah.
And Wendy's
wrestled twice that night.
Wendy's was using the hashtag Where's Hangman?
Wendy's was?
Yeah. They were looking for Hangman Page.
That is awesome.
TJ had been tweeting. Let me see if I can find him, but TJ had been tweeting.
That is amazing. Good job, Wendy's.
I love, I mean, Wendy's, whoever runs it is such a big wrestling fan.
Yeah. Hey, guys, since my last issue with iOS 11, hasn't been as bad. It got better. The battery life still sucks, but it's not like craziness like what it was. Yeah. And there's actually an update that I haven't installed. 11.01 was already released today.
Someone tweeted. Good. Someone tweeted to Wendy's and said, at Wendy's, have you seen at Adam Page lately? Hashtag where's Hangman? And they replied back with, you got to ask the WWE stooge. I was like, that's good.
Hashtag daughter banger.
Hashtag daughter banger. Hey, I forgot we were using that.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what we didn't even bring up? During the Honorable Rumble, number 20 entry, fucking Glacier.
Glacier came back.
Glacier returned. And did you see the Young Bucks were threatening a march on Raw this week?
Apparently Vince wasn't very happy with that.
They took over the parking lot and they went out there basically DX style and tried to take over Raw.
Yeah, he can't be mad at the fact that like, they did the same exact thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I wish they would have made it in the building and started some chants and stuff like that.
You heard about the great news for Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis?
Pregnant,
yeah.
Kudos. So the Miz, God damn it. Why isn't this feud happening?
Yeah. It should have happened.
God.
It should go down. Interpromotional. Whose baby's going to be the better baby?
Well, they were the same couple. That should have been Mike Bennett's first feud.
Yeah.
Mike Bennett. Mike the Miz.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A-lister.
They're both the it couple in the company. Like, that should have been his first feud. And I felt that that's why they took the Miz off of SmackDown is because of that. And then they didn't do anything with it.
Power of love.
And then now we're not going to get Maria on TV.
Yeah, Mike Kanellis is going to be jobbing for a while.
They need to do something with Mike.
Well, he's jobbing out to Sin Cara on house shows.
Jesus Christ. And he's not even in my game.
Oh, he's not. That's right.
He came in way too late.
Yeah.
There's always hope for next year. I want that music in the game.
I want that Liv Morgan music.
Right?
Yo.
You mean Tyler Bates' girlfriend?
It is Tyler Bates' new girlfriend. Huh? Yeah. Good job, Tyler Bates.
Yeah, because she left Enzo because she basically alluded to the fact that Enzo was cheating on her.
Cheats on Liv Morgan.
Right? You didn't fucking shoot yourself.
Idiot, man. Stupid Enzo.
Stupid.
You lose Liv, you get the Cruiserweight title.
Enzo. I mean, which one? I would rather have Liv, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Liv Morgan. She's a great wrestler.
I bet. I bet.
Any other news? I think we're okay.
Oh my God. I don't know why I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, you just noticed that?
Our Stranger Things smart marks.
Yeah, I did that last week.
I love that.
Hey, I need you to drop a promo on somebody.
Oh, no.
Randy Macho Man Savage.
Yeah.
I need you to drop a promo. Drop a promo on that jabroni-ass jabroni in New York. Tricky Mike Miller.
Never liked me New
and
Yorkers.
The fact that he turned 37.
Yeah. Turned 37. By the time I was 37, I was main eventing. Main eventing shows all across the land, man, all the way over to Japan.
How many times have you been champ, Macho?
Yeah,
by
man,
time you're 37.
A bunch of times. I can't even count, brother. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
how many times have you been?
Wasn't a garbage man at 37. Wouldn't happen. Yeah, you know who was? The garbage man.
The garbage man. The junkyard dog?
The junkyard dog, man. Yeah. No, the Trash Man. You ever watch It's Sunny in Philadelphia? Man. Frank the Trash Man.
Frank the Trash Man. I forgot about that. How many times did you bang Stephanie McMahon by that time?
37,
37 once a year? One for every year?
All in a week,
Oh, wow. That's pretty awesome, Macho.
Yeah.
So,
I'm the one who suggested the boob job,
Why is that?
They were small, yeah.
Did you just elbow drop them to
I elbow dropped them back 3 millimeters into her face.
Call back to Cesaro already. Oh, Macho, thank you so much. Thank you for spending your time wishing Tricky Mick a happy birthday. What do you think about the Trophy Horse podcast?
Yeah, Trophy Horse, they're all right, man. Yeah. Say nice things about them for Extra Life. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, donate some money to them.
Yeah, donate some money so you don't have a heart attack and run into a tree. Yeah.
At least you were dead before it happened.
Something you don't know that. Yeah.
That's true. I don't. Yeah, on that note.
On that note, yeah.
On that note, guys.
That's what made you break?
On that note, Macho. Hey guys, remember you can send us your questions or comments, follow us on Twitter at smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow our personal accounts as well. Follow me at Mateo83, follow Jeremy at JVader82. I don't know what Tricky's Instagram and Twitter is, so you put it out there, Tricky. We'll retweet it.
I heart Victor Cruz.
It probably is true. Eli Manning is the best quarterback of all time. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram if you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question anyway. Email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, that email, smartmarksquestions@gmail.com.
Also, you know, if fan of the show, Freddie Sosa is listening to this, you need to step your game up in fantasy football, sir.
He is garbage.
134-66. I'm
biggest
just saying.
Blowout.
134-66. Yeah, Freddie sucks ass. Yeah.
Biggest blowout of the season. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use our referral link on provengamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link which shows you're a fan of the show. We'll get a little bit of help from Amazon. Help keep the lights on. Guys, if you go to the Smart Marks podcast on provengamer.com, the link is right there in the middle of our show. Just click on the link. It doesn't add anything to your cart. Doesn't add any additional cost. You just shop Amazon like you normally would.
Click
just
the really link, do that. Yeah.
Click that link or make your stream, download, rate the show from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, ProvenGamer.com, and now iHeart freaking Radio. Make sure to give us that 5-star frog splash rating and leave a funny review or drop a promo on our ass that I can read on the show while you're there at ProvenGamer.com. Check out some awesome game reviews and articles, the Trophy Wars podcast, Nintendo Dual Screens, game stuff, all that fun stuff. So make ProvenGamer.com, that's not even the name of the show. So make ProvenGamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming, wrestling, and internet-related. How about fun? Yeah, it's good stuff. Thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I'm Matt. He is Jeremy. We'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out.
Yeah, peace out.